Welcome to the Watering Hole Podcast. I'm your host, Mary Riemann. The Watering Hole is a place to come and quench your thirst for meaning, nourish your hunger for inspiration, and feed your need for connection. Featuring inspirational talks, curious conversations, mystical meditations, and other artistic expressions, exploring themes on life, spirituality, nature, mystery, and so much more. So meet me at the watering hole, and together, let's drink from deep waters. Happy Beltane, everybody. I wanted to take a moment to mark this day, which is one of the days on the wheel of the year that is celebrated to honor the cycle of nature and sort of bring our attention to the cycle of nature and recognize that we are a part of that cycle. So Beltane is a celebration that honors life, marking the peak of spring and the beginning of summer. The word Beltane originates from the Celtic god Bel, meaning the bright one, and the Gaelic word Tine, meaning fire. Together, they make bright fire or goodly fire. It was celebrated often with large communal bonfires around which people danced and told stories and, you know, celebrated with food, feast, all kinds of good things. At the end of the night, the fire served to bless the cattle for a good pasturing season, a time of abundance and fertility. In a way, this is an honoring of Taurus season, the season of the bull, which is about our connection to earth and beauty and abundance. Beltane is also known as May Day, and it is a celebration of the sun's power to bring forth life and its return to fullness after winter having a hold on it. So for us, it's an invitation to bring the source of what is life-giving into the center of our lives, to make those things that are life-giving for us really life-giving, not necessarily money-making or profit-making or even name-making, but life-giving, those things that bring us joy, that draw us into wonder, that ground us and center us and remind us just how amazing it is that we are here at all, and how wondrous a being Earth is and all of her creations are. So it's an invitation to find and do those things that we do for the love of it, for the pure joy of it, for the passion and play of it. It's an invitation to get fired up ourselves and realign ourselves with those things that give our lives meaning, that center us and make us dance. Finding and doing those things that we do for the love of it, this is the maypole we need to be dancing around. These are the things that bring us back to center. Dancing with love, truth, joy, beauty, or whatever it is for you, right? It could be authenticity, learning, creating, wholeness, healing, whatever it is for you that is a guidestone back home, a way back to center. When we actually do those things and bring them back into the center of our lives, it's a way of stoking our own sun center within and strengthening our solar plexus or our third chakra, our own power center, the fire within us. As the sun's light and intensity increase, and as it shares its life-giving energy with us, Beltane invites us to move into our light and increase our intensity and our commitment to center ourselves around those things that are life-giving for us. We all know deep down what brings us life, what gives us energy, and what costs us life and depletes our energy. Beltane calls us to get clear about those things and to celebrate those things that are life-giving And if we are lost and confused, we all have times when we are lost and confused. Just get quiet. Put yourself in front of a fire, whether it be candlelight or a bonfire. Ask your heart what needs to be central in your life for your greatest well-being. And then listen. Our hearts will tell us what needs to be central if we listen, if we ask and we listen. When we bring our loves front and center, making them the maypole around which we dance, it strengthens a sense, our sense of self. It gives us a sense of direction and intensifies the meaning of our lives. And the gifts of strengthening our sun center, our solar plexus chakra, are an increase of intensity in our gut feelings, an increase in our intuitive capability, and an increase in our ability to trust ourselves. When we strengthen this power center, we intensify the sensitivity of our BS meter, right? We intensify the sensitivity of our ability to know what's bullshit and what isn't. And that gift, along with the others of intuition and stronger sense of gut feeling, these gifts are timely tools for navigating these times with integrity and keeping ourselves centered and grounded rather than being pulled into the fray. And there's a lot of fray right now. And the fray can be sort of noticed by feeling discontent, feeling a desire to butt heads a lot, to fight it out. It is marked by division and even depression, if you will, right? This idea that life is against me. And so it drags us down. So these gifts, again, of being able to sense BS, to trust ourselves, our gut, when it tells us something's off, and to trust our intuition, are important, important gifts that we can cultivate in ourselves and that help us stay loose and free in these times, help us stay, be ourselves a source of life-giving light and love. So I'd like to close with two pieces I wrote, a poem entitled Until We Can See, that was inspired by the sunrise I watched the other day, and then a Beltane blessing I wrote for us. So a few thoughts on the sunrise. The other morning when I was witnessing the sunrise, I thought, you know, who needs church? And since then, I've been pondering what happened when we separated God from nature and put God in a building, whether temple, church, or mosque. When this separation happened and we put God in a building, we essentially put God in a box and then reinforced God's place in the box with doctrine, dogma, tradition, and belief. And when we did this, we shrunk God and consequently shrunk ourselves. When we diminish the majesty in which we find ourselves, we diminish the majesty, right? The beauty, the possibility, the brightness in our own hearts and in the heart of life itself. And that confinement can leave us feeling closed off from the divine, closed off from nature, closed off even from ourselves. And with that disconnection, we're easily convinced that the central thing we should be concerned about is earning a living. But life isn't earned. It's a gift. And we're already here. Life is and it is abundant about us. Life, beauty, truth, reality, or realness, right? These things can't be earned, saved up, or kept. These treasures are only available now, in the moment. So if you're feeling the doldrums, if you're feeling anxious or depressed, if you're feeling stuck or uninspired, if you're feeling restless, go watch the sunrise or even the sunset. And as you witness this fiery force make the ordinary sacred, let it awaken you to the magic of being fully alive. Here's my poem, Until We Can See, in honor of the sun's power and Beltane. I beg you, wash us with one drop of pure liquid sunlight. Spill into us and rise out of us. Stretch us into salutation. Brighten the way until we can see with stunning awareness the improbability of being. Cast your rays into the vastness of doubt until we can see with crystal clarity the beauty in shadow dancing brilliantly. Take the throne of high noon and burn away the impurities within us until we can see with certain humility the luminosity penetrating everything. With your fierce brightness, force us to shut our eyes until we can see with the oculus of the heart the light that makes magic of mystery. And now a Beltane blessing. I invite you, if you so desire, to close your eyes and let these words stoke the fire within you. May you greet the dawn with innocence, so sunrise might stun you awake with awe. May the sun within rise up and surprise you with the power of forgiveness to make all things new, without history, only possibility. May the energy of light and warmth reach into the darkest, coldest, most closed off parts of your heart, so they too can soften and know what it is to bloom and blossom, and so that you can see for the first time and the last time, that nothing in your beautiful self needs to be hidden or feared. And may you find within the great bonfire that is always burning, always illuminating, and infinitely inextinguishable. And may you dance completely released in its light. Beltane blessings, everyone. Happy May Day. Peace and good.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I look forward to meeting you right back here at the Watering Hole. And as Mary Oliver said, go easy, be filled with light, and shine.